Tom Cargill in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Back, your weather forecast for today. Partly cloudy, windy, will have a high only near 60. Starting out cool this morning, 40s and 50s around southeast Wisconsin. It's mostly in the 40s in many locations this morning. Still many more questions than there are answers surrounding a shooting massacre that occurred at a Southern Oregon Community College yesterday. The story from Jim Roop.
The biggest question is why? What's the motive? What's the connection? What made a 26-year-old man take several guns to this college campus, Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon, and open fire? The father of one victim, Stacy Boylan, says his daughter, before she was taken into surgery, told him Christians were targeted.
He would ask them, if you're a Christian, stand up. And they would stand up, and he said, good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just about 1 second. And then he shot and killed them.
It's also unclear as to what connection the gunman, identified unofficially as Chris Harper Mercer, had with the college, if any. Jim Roop, Roseburg, Oregon.
Meanwhile, the president had some things to say regarding that situation. Again, very animated because it's another situation with a school shooting. And he said this is happening way too often.
We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newtown, after Aurora, after Charleston. It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun.
Speaking at the White House, the president noted there are again more American families whose lives have been changed forever, while arguing the country's thoughts and prayers are not enough anymore. A Burlington man accused of robbing the Village of Rochester Library and attempting to take the purse of a woman outside the Village of Waterford Library 10 minutes later last month, refusing to appear in Racine County Circuit Court for his initial appearance. 31-year-old Simon Rubio, arrested Wednesday, has been charged with attempted armed robbery with a threat of force, robbery with a threat of force, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Court records have him being identified by several people based on surveillance video. His initial appearance rescheduled for this afternoon. In the last month, more than 400 leads checked out based on testing and other evidence gathered. Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz killed in a wooded area last month with his own weapon.
There were two shots. One of the shots entered the right side of the front of his vest. The second shot, which we believe was the fatal wound, occurred in the upper left chest region of Lieutenant Glinowitz.
Lake County, Illinois Major Crimes Task Force Commander George Falenko says this continues to be investigated as a homicide. A major traffic tie-up yesterday afternoon at Green Bay Road and 128th Street in Pleasant Prairie near the Illinois line. Five people, including two children, transported to hospitals from a two-vehicle collision. It was late in the afternoon. The kids listed as being 8 and 11 months old, transported by Flight for Life. A 36-year-old man later transported by helicopter to a hospital. The drivers of the two vehicles taken by ambulance to the medical facilities. The extent of injuries and conditions not provided. Crash tied up emergency responders for hours, as well as creating major backups from the detours. 56-year-old Diane Kosar of Kenosha was declared dead last month, taken to a hospital for her organs to be harvested after suffering a brain aneurysm while riding her bike. Quite a shock this week when she showed up at the public safety building to get her bicycle out of the evidence room and request a copy of the police report. Police tell the Kenosha News that because it's a medical situation, they don't have any idea what happened to the woman after she was taken to the hospital. State Representative Dale Kuyenga is among a group of lawmakers who want to update the state's compensation package regarding anybody who is wrongly convicted.
What we don't want to gives perception, I think politicians, it's tempting to do this, is that we're delivering justice. There's no amount of money that we could give these individuals that delivers justice.
There's a bipartisan bill that would increase the amounts currently the nation's lowest to $50,000 a year with $1 million cap total. Racine area Senator Van Wongard among the co-sponsors to that measure. And a federal judge in Chicago says that an African-American man can proceed with his discrimination lawsuit against Wisconsin-based Culver's for blocking him from opening up a restaurant on the Windy City's mostly black south side. Michael Wilburn claiming he lined up financial support from the city and the county, but Culver's rejected, stalled, or even blocked every location that he suggested. Company, he says, persuaded him to open up in Franklin Park, but then squeezed him out of business by opening up their outlets in neighboring communities. Kenosha's Historic Preservation Commission supporting a resolution that seeks to retain a qualified architectural firm to do a comprehensive study for historic rehabilitation and preservation of the Southport Beach House, where fixing and or repairing the roof has pretty much dominated this year's discussion. Alderman Jan Mikulski, who chairs the panel and is co-sponsor of the resolution, says this kind of study would cover all aspects of the historic facility, including the roof, while prioritizing needs that were not contained in a previous report.
I suspect an architect would not say, do this wing at first and this wing second. I think an architect would most likely to say, well, perhaps we should do the east wall first because it is crumbling. And perhaps we should do the chimney first or whatever.
Greg Kishline, during citizens' comments, skeptical of anything getting accomplished as long as City Hall administration fingers are involved.
Southport supporters have been hoodwinked too many times to date. The real agendas have remained hidden behind substitutions coming from the administration and public works. A dog park, asphalt shingle substitution, a parking lot, hiring consultants, refusal to discuss rental fees. It all adds up to reallocating budget money to pet projects, allocating budget money to anything but Southport's historic community center.
Commissioner America Phillips called it logical and what should be done, noting the county and Kenosha Unified went this route on their respective projects. The resolution will be going through a couple of committees before eventually ending up before the city council. A last-minute design change for the dialysis center on Washington Avenue and West Boulevard in West Racine found its way to the city plan commission this week, even though that facility has been completed and it's about to open. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining the request for tinted glass on the windows goes toward better accommodating the patients.
Because of the nature of the building and the need to protect patient privacy, the ground floor level glass, well, all glass on the site is tinted. That requires an exception to the design standards. It's the lowest level of tint that they could get, yet provides some level of viewing during the evening hours. And even as you're walking by, if the shades aren't pulled down at the different service stations inside, you can see in.
Clear glass usually creates a more inviting streetscape, and it helps maintain architectural continuity of a neighborhood. But with the nature of this particular business, Sadowski called the lightly tinted glass on the dialysis center's windows a good compromise. New UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn going to be inaugurated this afternoon after having served as the interim chancellor since May of last year. He was named to the university's ninth chancellor back in December before the inauguration. The school is going to be dedicating a new $80 million Kenwood Interdisciplinary Research Complex to include world-class facilities and state-of-the-art equipment for research in physics, public health, and other fields. And another meeting with state lawmakers, as well as some outreach to a couple of communities looking to perhaps create a school system separate from Racine Unified, on the agenda in the coming weeks for members of the Board of Education. Julie McKenna indicating all six area legislators have committed to a gathering in just over a week at Case High School.
And that will be October 12th at 4:30 at Case High School. I believe the public can be invited there, but there won't be any public input. And following that meeting, there will be a tour through the new field house.
And she said there are plans in November to have get-togethers with the leadership from Caledonia and Mount Pleasant to talk about issues of concern. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You can listen to our newscasts in podcast form. You go to the local news section whenever you want it. That WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.